Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you, as it always is. As you know, I'm in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, broadcasting live, and that's the reason. If it sounds different, it's because it is different. And I'll be here today and tomorrow. I'm going to be working. I'm working tomorrow with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and they're having their annual conference, and they've asked me to moderate a panel there, and I'm looking forward to working with them again. They're good folks. Mr. Gerald Celente is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald is an old friend of ours, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust. He is the world's trend tracker. He's the guy. He doesn't like for me to call him a futurist because he says that's not what he is, but he's written books on this topic. And, folks, one of the things about it is some of the things that he was telling us about in the 90s on this show are coming to pass right now. And he knows what he's talking about in a lot of areas. Sometimes it's a little scary. Even when I disagree with him, it actually frightens me a little bit sometimes. But you might want to buckle your seatbelts because Gerald always has something to say that will interest you, but it might even unnerve you a little bit. He's our good friend, Gerald. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Now, Gerald, if you know some things that are really, really scary, you might want to give it to us a little bit slow.
Okay, the first thing is that I get scared right away, is that we're going to go into what we call the Great Recession. There's no turning this around, and the signs are already in the numbers. And the numbers don't lie. Politicians do, but not the numbers. And when you look at housing starts, for instance, in July, they were down some 3%. You go down the list, you look at retail sales, Walmart, they just reported sales the worst in 3.5 years. And they're, in the old days, they used to say, as goes General Motors, goes America. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's Walmart.
The economists are reporting that, and we did it earlier in the previous hour. We actually reported having done this now for a couple of weeks now, that consumer spending is off now for the first time really in several years, as you say.
It's even more than the consumer spending. It's real wages. They're actually down. The median income is at 1999 levels. I mean, these are real things. You can't hide from them. You look at the new job creation numbers. So they hit 144,000. Last month was revised by about 60-something thousand. We need 150,000 new jobs a month just to keep even with inflation. With population growth, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's number after number. I mean, they're all there. And so what we're saying is the economy is going to slow down. And because of globalization, and again, it's not whether you like it or hate it. It's what it is. The pricing competitiveness among corporations is so great, they're going to go to the cheapest labor markets.
Right.
And make, and it's not like the old days when they said, no one has the workforce like the American worker. Well, yes, they do. We don't have any proprietary skills that they have or that they don't have around the world, and there are people who are willing to work with less demands.
One of the things I've been saying recently, Gerald, is that for the first time, Americans have had to come to terms with the illusion of what you just said, and that's that we're the best in the world in terms of jobs. And in a lot of ways, we are the best. But what I've been saying recently is that we've got to get over this idea that we own certain, we have a franchise on certain things like jobs.
What America has to also understand is that we're only 300 million people in a sea of 6.3 billion.
We're what, 5% of the global population?
Yeah, this isn't the end of World War II where, everybody was bombed out and we were ruling the roost. As I said, there are no proprietary skills that we have that cannot be attained worldwide. And so America has to come to grips with a very new face in the 21st century. The 20th century was the American century. The 21st century will not be. It's the global century.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest issue that we're looking at. As we're looking at this election,
Jim. Do you see that, Gerald, do you see that? And I've got about 20 seconds before I go to a break. Do you see that as a bad thing?
It's what it is. It's not. We don't look at things as good or bad or right or wrong. We say this is what is.
But a lot of people do see it as a bad thing. They're having a hard time.
And that's caught in ideology. If you can't stay in an ideology, you'll never get through it.
Well said, Gerald. Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to that right after these messages. It's 22. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Gerald Celente. He's the author of Trends 2000.
Now it's time to go home. And he makes it fast. One more thing.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the clouds. Are you gathering up the keys?
We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and on the show tomorrow, we'll be interviewing a number of folks, leaders and members of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and as the chamber brings in hundreds of their bona fides members from across the country, you'll be meeting some of them, finding out what's going on, what the chamber's working on, and what their members are doing. I'm looking forward to introducing you to those folks, and that's coming up in the show ahead. Gerald Celente is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend. He's the author of Trends 2000. He also has a quarterly publication that's Trends Research, I think, as I remember. That's the name of your company, isn't it, Gerald?
Right, the Trends Journal.
Jim's Trends Journal. That's the one I was having trouble with. And that comes out quarterly. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a quarterly. We look at the global trends, social, economic, and political, and we send out trend alerts and trend in the news information continually. That's via email. And our website is trendsresearch.com. And in looking at it, we're political atheists. We don't take sides in any of these things. We look at the world for what it is. And going back to what we were talking about, is globalization good or bad for the United States? Well, it's happened, and both parties wanted it. They both voted for it. It came under the Clinton administration. Either George Bush Sr. or Ronald Reagan could not push NAFTA through. That was a Clinton move, a Democratic move. But now it's here. And so what we're saying is that the American businessman and the American people should understand that we're not number one anymore when it comes to we're number one as far as the size of our economy, but we don't control the world game anymore. And there's a lot of pressure now. The interest rates are going to continue to rise. As I mentioned, housing starts are already beginning to slow. They're strong nonetheless, but we're into a slowdown mode. Now is the time to be creative, and particularly for the small business person, there's a lot of opportunity because these mega companies are so huge, they're so slow in moving, that they cannot see the opportunities as quick, and they can't take advantage of them because of the size of their operations. So a $30-40 million business sector in a lot of these huge conglomerates is too small for them to go after. And now is also a very good time to really consider it. Everything's opening up now. Start importing more product into the country. There's a lot of items that are very, very quality packed and useful that Americans just don't know about, that are available throughout the world.
There's an awful lot of international business that can be conducted by small business owners in a lot of ways. E-commerce, for one thing, there's a tremendous opportunity out there. All these people, you know, Gerald, when you mentioned globalization and the outsourcing and everything, when people have jobs that they've never had before, one of the things that we know is they turn into consumers. They want to buy stuff. And their own countries don't have as much as they want to buy sometimes, and they can buy that stuff from us. And they could buy
things from us, and we could buy things from them. By the way, what's going to happen now, they're going to be relaxing all textile quotas coming in 2005, just a few months away. So you're going to start seeing a flood of cheap product coming running into this country, way beyond what's even now. So these are very, very different times. This to us is the most important presidential election, we believe, since the Civil War. Mm. Never before has the nation been so polarized. This is very different than the 1960s. I was there. You know, I was draft age at that time. You know, I'm 58. I remember those days. This is very different that's going on now. There was no global...
Still think it's going to be a close election?
We think that Kerry's going to win, actually.
Is that right?
Even by significant numbers. There's two qualifications, and that is that there's nothing that rallies the people around the president, because his only card is terror. And we're not Kerry supporters. I want to make this really clear. This isn't about that. It's about giving our Trends Journal readers investment quality trends analysis so they could plan for the future to know what's going to happen before it happens. The second caveat is that there's no great Kerry scandal. And when you look at, just take a legal sheet and you put a line down the middle and you start lining up the issues. On the economy, Bush is a loser. He can't win on it. You know, there's nothing, it's a terrible, the job picture, nothing's going to change in a month that's going to change the emotion of the economy.
Well, now,
the
Gerald,
second issue is Iraq. It's a losing situation.
Let's stop and talk about the economy for a second. I mean, I know you say you're an agnostic, but your language makes it sound like
I'm an atheist. Political atheist. No, I'm saying the economy is not a winning situation for him. In other words, Kerry doesn't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
And we're not saying he's right or wrong or good or bad.
I agree with that part of it, but I don't agree with your characterization of the economy being a loser, because
it's a loser for him.
For him.
In other words,
okay.
There's nothing he could gain from the economic situation.
That wasn't the way you said it, and I wanted to make sure. I didn't think that's
what
you meant.
Oh, okay. Thank you for correcting me. I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the economy is
him,
a loser for him.
There's no advantage for him. I got
right.
You. Okay.
So then you go to the Iraq War. It's not an advantage for him. It didn't bring a huge benefit. You go to the health care, environmental issues, the social issues. People tend to go Democratic on those. Mm. The only card he has is the terror card.
General, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, I want to let Gerald go down through his list again on this, because I think it's an important point of view. But also, he recommends we have something called a presidential reality show. When we come back, we're going to get him to give us his thoughts on that. It'll be fun, I promise. It's Intel. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter at my website, jbsba.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do there as well. And Gerald Celente has a pretty cool website, and I want him to give us that URL again. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yes, it's Trends Research. That's plural, trendsresearch.com.
And you can find out about his book, Trends 2000, there, and also his quarterly publication, Trends Journal, I'll tell you, Gerald, thank you for the updates, too, by the way. I really am enjoying those.
Oh, thank you.
And one of them included an idea that you had for a presidential reality show, and I wanted you to blend that concept into your ledger sheet that you were talking about, where you were talking about taking out a legal pad and identifying what were winners and losers for both candidates. Talk to us. What's your idea for a presidential a reality show?
The thing is that all we're doing is being fed these stupid sound bites and these moronic commercials. It's a disgusting.
How do you really feel, Gerald?
No, this is to me is a disgusting spectacle. What they call these conventions and these campaign stump speeches, where they blah 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 blah. We're hiring two people for the most important job in the world. What are their qualifications? Don't give me the sound bites. I'm not a kid. Let's hear what you're going to do. So we're saying, let's have a presidential reality show. They're not too busy, either one of them, to meet once a week on TV. I mean, I see Kerry, you know, in biking gear, sailing, you know, windsurfing.
Are you, are you talking about something akin to a debate?
I'm talking about man-to-man debate, sitting across a table without the media middlemen in there.
They're going to do three of those.
And talking about the issues.
They do. They're going to do three of those, of course. You know that.
Possibly. We need one a week without these staged events with all their clowns back in the audience over there applauding for their guy when they say something half intelligent.
Yeah.
You know, this is too important. Too much is at risk. And Americans better wake up to this.
Gerald, what if I was able to arrange this and I made you the moderator?
I wouldn't be a moderator. I would say, no moderator. You two guys sit across from each other on the table. Let the cameras roll. Go as long as you want.
You're talking raw politics.
Everything is staged, Jim. Everything is staged. These fake parties that they have, they call conventions. Two major cities shut down for a handful of delegates? What is this?
What is your...
Bring it back to the people.
Beyond the presidential reality show, what would be your way of fixing some of these things that you obviously are indignant about?
Well, and the reason for the presidential reality show is to bring it back to the people. The people's voice has to be heard. All they do is have these stupid things. You would think morons made them up. These staged events, front porch, you know, discussions with neighbors that they pre-select. Get the process
well,
back
I have
into...
I have to admit, Gerald, I don't watch any of those for either side. And you're right. I mean, and the reason is I don't watch them is because I already know how they're going to turn out.
Exactly,
but you don't know how the debates are going to turn out, Gerald.
Like you and I sitting across from each other on at a table or at a podium, standing across from each other, and we take one question: Iraq. I mean, that's a big issue. Let's talk about it. Let's really talk about it. No sound bites.
Yeah.
And then you take the economy. Let's talk about it. We deserve one issue a week for the next several weeks. They have the time. Bush likes to drive around in his pickup truck in the morning and look at cows. This other guy plays touch football, you name it. They have time to meet us once a week and get off this campaign thing.
I like your idea, Gerald. I think we ought to run that up the flagpole and see what
they say. I think that everyone that's listening should call up their radio stations, call up the campaigns, demand a debate, and stop covering this thing. The media covering this thing is a disgrace.
And by the way, Gerald, I've got to wrap it up, but before I do, they can find out if this. You've written a piece on this. Is that on your website?
Yes, we have.
It's posted on your website, isn't it?
They could get to our website and contact us, and we'd gladly send it to them.
All right, and that's trendsresearch.com, right?
Yes, it is.
The book is called Trends 2000. The quarterly newsletter is called Trends Journal, and the author of all of those things and our good friend and the original member of our Brain Trust, Gerald Celente. Gerald, thank you for being here. Thanks for opening our eyes and waking us up. You gave us a shot of coffee today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for the caffeine, Gerald.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Gerald. See you later.
Good luck.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.